He posted at 12 o'clock Eastern time.
Which is Mexican time for?
Eastern time.
Eastern time. That is
Chicago. You're like, what, 7 hours ahead of us?
I think at the moment we are 7 hours ahead.
So you get it around 6 or 7 in the morning?
Depending on how you post it, I get I think 6:45 in the morning it starts downloading.
So yeah.
Sometimes I make it just as like about to go into the lift and I'm standing in there like 30 seconds, 34 seconds. And then I'm like, oh, fatty, can't you just speed it up? I'm running late already, but I need to get it. So yeah, like 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, the fat one's in the pocket and then I go.
The
yeah.
fat one's in the pocket and you're ready to go. And the podcast too.
Maybe.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm running late already, but I need to get it. So yeah, like 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, the fat one's in.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode 2320. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 20th of December 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna catch up on some crema cards and some comments and tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Hatlantians. Big Fatty in the big city of Hatlanta. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is here in the city of Hatlanta. And y'all, I have checked into my accommodations for Monday and Tuesday night. Then I'll be heading on up to the Hats on Wednesday. But y'all got big doings before I go up to see the Hats on Tuesday and Wednesday. But y'all, without any further delay, let's get on with the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I went to go look for the music for the Cremacon section, and y'all, in the search bar, I typed in Fist Noel. That's vulgar. But Big Fatty, somehow it seems appropriate for you. I guess so, but... All right, y'all, we got some more cards to open. Let's see what we got here. Y'all, this next one doesn't have a return address on it. I don't know who this is from. Y'all, by the way, y'all still hadn't heard from who sent me the bacon t-shirt. But, Big Fatty, goodness, y'all, it is a foil-lined envelope. It's just shimmering. It's just shimmering. And y'all, there's a cat in there. Oh, Big Fatty, look! It's a snowman wearing a Santa Claus suit. And he's decorating the Christmas tree, and y'all, it's covered, I tell you, in glitter. Big Fatty, it's lovely. And, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's the Danburys. Y'all, this is from the Danburys. And I can't believe the Danburys didn't put a damn Big Fatty. Well, they're the number one fan of the Flopfo. They know, you should know where the hell they live. It's true. Y'all, it says, wishing you all the wonder of and magic of the season. Number one fan, Brian and Danbury, Danbury Jr. and the Flopfo. And y'all, there are pictures. There are pictures in here of Danbury Jr. Big Fatty, that looks like his little school picture. It does. And then there's the family portrait. Big Fatty, they're just so handsome. So handsome. It's true. So, y'all, and I will continue. I will continue to post the pictures each day of the cards that I receive. And Y'all, our next one is from St. Paul, Minnesota. Big Freddy, we know who that is. Y'all, that's the Laughing Buddha. And let's see what the Laughing Buddha has sent to us today. Big Freddy, look, it's covered in glitter. Oh, now this is gorgeous. Oh, this is, y'all, it's sort of three-dimensional of a bridge going into the wintry forest, and y'all, it's covered in glitter. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just shimmering. And you open it up, and it says, celebrate the beauty of the season. Happy holidays. Dear Big Fatty, here's wishing you a very merry crema and all the best in the coming year. Thank you for all you do for our community. Love, Mark, aka the Laughing Buddha and the official spambassador to the BFO. Well, Mark, thank you so much. That is just lovely. Big Fatty, you wasted all the time. You only gonna open two cards on today's little show? Well, you Big Fatty, where you got until you gotta fill up little shows through next two. I say juicy, true. Yeah, I see y'all. I'm going to try to remember back. Now, let's see. I recorded the Friday show. And y'all, I can't remember now. Was it Thursday? Was it Thursday? Y'all, I took several. I took several walks around the Fat Acres, and y'all, I'm telling you, it's not going to be long before people are living in these new houses, and y'all, I walked out on Thursday and walked around, and I walked out Friday, and y'all, in a matter of hours, they had built a fence around this house and had planted trees and bushes in it. Y'all, it was like it was magical. Ready? It's not magical. Well, the magical thing is they don't get paid until it's finished. So they're in a hurry. So, but I'm not sure anybody's going to actually get in these houses before Christmas. Because y'all, it's, you know, the weather has turned cold and raining. I think it's raining in Charleston today. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I think it was for right. Y'all, I was sitting at home, and all of a sudden I hear, brrp, brrp, brrp. Big Fatty, are you forgetting something? No, here it is right here.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I got to see y'all, and it's his 28-year-old skinny tall thing. Herbert Freddy, I see you have a special chair. I've never sat on the special chair, and I was wondering if you might invite me over to do that. I said, yes, bring it on. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, just as handsome as he can be, y'all, it was just lovely. He went to sit on the special chair. You know, it's best to take off your trousers before sitting on the special chair. Big Fatty, and y'all, he wasn't wearing underpants, so it made Big Fatty even happier. even happier because, you know, Big Fatty Dumb. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know you don't wear underpants. But anyway, he was there a little while, and y'all it was just a nice little I told you I had bought the sage flavored poke sausage. Y'all, well, I fried up a half a roll of that and made me some cornbread dressing with onions and celery in it. Y'all, I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever made it. It was so good. And made my squash casserole. Y'all, it wasn't so good. But I think I'm just going to stick to stewed squash or cooked squash or whatever with onions and butter. But I don't know what I did wrong. But anyway, it was meh. But the turkey and dressing were absolutely lovely. And I had that. I guess I had it Thursday and Friday, and then I had a little bit left that I ate before I went out to the bar on Saturday night. But y'all, before I went to the bar, was on that Stick It With a Poke, and y'all, it was a full house in there. We had I shouldn't say who was there because there's somebody that was there that I'm going to forget. So anyway, y'all, it was a full house. So go over there and listen. It's the last Stick It With a Poke. Big Fatty, are they quitting too? No, they're not quit. Oh, I had my hopes up. Oh, anyway, they're not going to be here this coming Saturday because that's Crema Eve, and then the following Saturday is New Year's Eve. So anyway, y'all got up Sunday morning, had my brofkas, and y'all, then I was off to the hotel, and y'all got over there, got all checked in, met up with all Chris and all Ryan, and y'all, we went and we went to a place and had just a real good hamburger there. They had all kind of specialty hamburgers. Brian got one called the Kitchen Sink, and y'all, it had everything in the world on it. I swear to you, it had hash brown potatoes, it had a fried egg, it had bacon, it had cheese, it had grilled onions, it had jalapeno peppers. Y'all, I just can't even go on telling you how much more was on there, but y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And y'all, then we went over to the Capri Lounge, and I am happy to report that they are still running terribly low on mixers, and y'all stayed over there several hours, probably about 3 hours we were over there. And just chitter-chatting with Chris and Brian, and y'all came back to the room, and y'all, I couldn't have been in the room 2 minutes before there was a knock at the door. Big Fatty, y'all, it was Snake. Snake made it by to see Big Fatty, it's so lovely. And so Snake came by, it was just nice to catch up with him. Big Fatty, you weren't catching up anyway. And y'all, then there was, there may have been one other gentleman caller that stopped by the room. Y'all, it was dead. I was the only person staying there last night, but you know what they say. Big fish, little pond. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I got up on Monday morning and I drove over here to Hatlanta. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon charge a plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comment section. Write something relevant.
That is correct. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. Digga, thank you so much for the original bumper. And y'all remember, today and tomorrow are the last days you can enter. Yeah, I guess it. Y'all, going over here, reading some of the other older comments. Y'all, this is from BFO2314. Y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver commented, something you didn't know about me. I hate sensible shoes. Big Fanny, what the hell? Is somebody's going to take her Lesbyterian card from her? Y'all, that Kathy Marshall says, where'd that Frapper hand map go? Oh, here it is. And she says, but there's nobody on it. That's the problem with time travel. Listeners get stuck in the antimatter converter. Back to the drawing board. And y'all, the Frapper map just doesn't work anymore. So number one Northeast Straight Boyfriend says, oh, man, I am excited to roast some nuts tonight. Thanks for the recipe, Figs. Hope you have a great weekend. Can't wait to hear about that card. Your Northeast Boyfriend sent you. I think you're going to enjoy. And y'all, of course, that was the one with the tinfoil, the aluminum foil inside. Moose P says, 5 pounds of lemon heads. Wow. And of course, y'all, you bring up the ham map, and Straight Bob's going to chime in and says, the ham map is still not working. Somebody send us a map, please. And y'all, this is the strangest comment I think we've gotten so far. Y'all, that Peter G writes, what's a handle of Tangeray? Big Fatty, how does he not know what the hell a handle of Tangeray is? I don't know, but I wrote him back and told him. And Kathy Marshall also gave him an answer. She says, that Peter G, here's the etymology. That bottle's so big, he better be able to handle his Tangeray. Big Fatty. And of course, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes back, as she's talking about her the car that got in the wreck. She says the death certificate for the Subaru arrived today. The gym was a blast. We got 3 inches of snow. I love snow so much. Night, big Penny. She's something else. So anyway, the nice thing is about this contest is that everybody can participate. And y'all, even when the contest is over, you can still go over and leave comments on every little show at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see. Y'all, I forgot to mention that Saturday night at the bar, it was leather night, and Durwood had sent us all a reminder. Oh, dear Gussie had sent Granny and I a reminder. Now, don't forget to wear your leather. And y'all, so I walked in to the bar, had on my vest and my Nasty Pig clothing. And y'all got in there, and there was Durwood. He didn't have any leather on. He had forgotten. Fanny, the poor old thing. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Big Ricky from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and he had his friend Hendrick there. And Hendrick, what do you think the gentleman called us say when Big Fatty's at the Horror Hotel?
I'm running late already, but I need to get it. So, yeah, 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, the fat one's in.
Ready? It's almost like he had a hidden micro voice there.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.